Zing Zang Bloody Mary mix salutes America's tailgaters with the pregame pride and game day respect for the Bloody Mary ritual known as the football tailgate. The award-winning taste of Zing Zang will bring back your favorite game day memories with a Bloody Mary mix you can't believe was in the bottle. So this week, whether you're tailgating with friends in a college or pro parking lot, or pouring the perfect Zing Zang Bloody Mary on your couch at home, raise your glass to tailgating everywhere. This Zing Zang Bloody Mary is for you.
Your fantasy draft is around the corner. Clock is ticking. So is your time to say goodbye to your PMI. Hi, I'm Ross Tornabene with HLP Mortgage, and I realize PMI is a headache for a lot of you. Let's face it, PMI stinks. It's hundreds a month, thousands per year. So let's do something about it. Call HLP Mortgage today to see if you can dump PMI for good. Dial 888-59-LOANS. That's 888-59-LOANS. 888-59-LOANS.
HLP Mortgage is an Illinois residential mortgage licensee. NMLS number 1171064. 1253 South Highland Avenue, Suite 1. Lombard, Illinois, 60148.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a drill instructor directing a musical.
Town Hut! Get those tap heels in line and let me see those jazz hands! Are you bundling your home and auto insurance through Progressive? Can you hear me through those sequins?
Bundle your home and auto through Progressive and save.
Left, 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 and step ball change.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Home insurance provided and serviced by other select insurers.
Walmart is teaming up with some of the biggest names in health to bring you America's biggest health fair, the Four Healthiest Hours in America. Visit your local Walmart on Saturday, October 10th from 12 to 4 p.m. and get free blood glucose and blood pressure screening vaccines. Plus, stop by the Health Insurance Planning Center for help choosing the right solutions for your family. You'll even get a free gift bag while supplies last. This is one event you don't want to miss. See more at walmart.com/healthcare.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a 1930s gangster using Progressive's Name Your Price tool.
Yeah, see? This Name Your Price tool really lays it all out on the table, see? All I had to do was tell her how much I wanted to spend, and it gave me options in one place, see? Makes all of it easy to see?
It's easy to find insurance that fits your budget with the Name Your Price tool. Only at Progressive.com.
I might need glasses so I can see more when I'm doing gangster stuff, see?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Cub fans, this is your destination to talk Chicago Cubs playoff baseball.
Line drive toward the middle. Diving stop, Russell goes to second. Cubs win. Sensational play.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. We are WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Cubs began the day 2.5 games behind the Pirates for that top NL wildcard spot. Cubs currently up 3-0 on the Reds in the top of the fifth, thanks to a three-run shot to left field from Austin Jackson in the third inning. Jason Hamels allowed 5 hits and 4 innings pitched. He struck out 4. Cubs also announced they will not host a watch party for that NL wildcard game on October 7th. That plan has been tabled for the time being. White Sox, meanwhile, trying to take the series from the Royals tonight at the Cell. John Danks heads to the mound for the Sox, looking for his 8th win on the season. He'll face Chris Medlin. Medlin trying to make a case for being included in the postseason starting rotation for KC. Pre-game tonight starts right here at 6:35 on the Score. Sox also announced today that rookie second baseman Micah Johnson underwent successful arthroscopic surgery on his left knee this morning at Rush University Medical Center. After surgery to repair a fractured orbital bone went as well as could be expected, the Bulls say Derrick Rose can return to basketball activities in 2 weeks. But Rose wasn't the only one dealing with injuries last season. Joakim Noah struggled with sore knees all season, but he says this year will be different.
I feel great. I worked really hard for this. I'm just really excited to be here right now, just ready for camp, healthy, and just proving myself.
Bulls also announced today they've signed guard Stefan Hanna out of the NBA D League. To football, where the Bears resumed practice at Hallis Hall yesterday as they begin preparing to take on Oakland on Sunday. Defensive coordinator Rick Fangio says he was pleased with what he saw from the defense last week, particularly Pernell McPhee.
They got some good matchups in the pass rush and took advantage of them. Finishing on that quarterback is the hard thing, you know, which it was good to see him get him down because that's not the easiest thing to do. So I was pleased with the finish and being able to get Wilson down.
Still no word on whether Jay Cutler or Alshon Jeffrey will play on Sunday. Both were limited in practice yesterday, along with Ego Ferguson, Jeremiah Ratliff, and Will Sutton. Punter Pat O'Donnell and Jermaine Bishrod did not practice. O'Donnell could be out for Sunday's game as well. Elsewhere in the league, Giants wide receiver Victor Cruz officially ruled out for Sunday's game against Buffalo. He's trying to recover from a calf injury. The Colts say quarterback Andrew Luck is day-to-day with a shoulder injury. And the Ravens are at the Steelers tonight on Thursday Night Football. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Crystal Lake Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. And engine threats lurk around every corner. Stay ahead of gunk, corrosion, and wear with new Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. The best total engine protection you can get. Protect your car with a breakthrough in premium gasoline today. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the radio home for Bears fans, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for listening.
God bless America.
Thank you, Julie DeCaro, and thank you to our guests very much. Rich Campbell from the Tribune, John Baker, Man Bear Wolf, who was terrific. Len Casper, who has been alerted that Joe Flacco is his guy.
We're
right?
Sorry, Len. We told
what did you do to Len?
We told all of our listeners, because he said at the beginning of his segment he wanted to know if he should play Flacco or Breeze for his fantasy football. And we answered his question right off the bat, and I told all of our listeners to let him know that
tweet
Flacco is his goal.
Oh,
and
I'm looking you put at, him on blast I'm for that at, during a game?
I'm looking at 65 tweets at least of at Len Casper, Flacco is the only thing in the tweet. So sorry, Len. We love you, buddy.
You're not sorry.
Driving that Twitter traffic for you, though. Yeah. We love you.
Thank you to Paul Charchian from Fantasy Victory and from League Safe.
Sorry, Lynn.
And also thank you, Julie, for taking it well on penultimate.
Yes,
appreciate that.
Yes, yes.
Jay Zawoski and Rick Camp, great job as producers, and Kevin Zipak as well.
Nick Szepkowski is a valued member of this team.
Yes.
But our guys like Rick Camp and Kevin Zipak.
Stepping in.
Next man up, Dan.
What is it about the word penultimate? Because I remember years ago, Mike Mulligan was having a verbal spat with Dave Craig. In the Bears locker room. No, and I'm sort of standing there watching.
Dave didn't know where he was.
Well,
by the way,
I realized something was going on between the two of them. And
sorry, Austin Jackson just scored a run. It continues.
Then, it's not an Austin Jackson moment. Cut it out.
Sure, and they're kind of arguing. I don't know what they were arguing about. And then out of nowhere, Dave Craig goes, "Yeah, well, you think you're so smart? What does the word penultimate mean?" And Mulligan goes, "Next to last." It's like, okay. just this weird, like, why would that was his fallback, like
it was
last,
his word of the day, right, on his sticky notes.
Right. That was like Dave Craig's last ditch. This is I'm gonna pull this out emergency break
again.
Glass vocabulary word
in between fumbles.
He probably learned it at his little college that no longer exists.
Which one?
Remember
was
that? Because that was true when he was in Seattle, and it no longer existed. He went to Milton College. It's one of those things you remember for no good reason at all.
Did he play football?
We have Big Cat on. We're always messing with him about Cheney State. That's like never won a
football
game.
Put it out of business yesterday.
Yeah.
It doesn't exist.
Yeah.
I mean, I believe Dave Craig either went to Milton College or he went to college with a guy named Milton College. I'm not sure.
Hey, I had the opportunity to interview him at the Super Bowl.
Dave Craig?
Or Milton College?
No.
Dave doesn't know.
Dave's
where he's at.
What?
Most times. Yeah, he had that Tommy Hearns thing where it was... Yeah.
Soft in the head?
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Like, he was off the air for at least a good 3 minutes. We did our commercial break. We came back. Dave was still sitting there. And I was like, thanks, Dave. We appreciate it. He goes, we're going again? I'm like, no, Dave, we already did it. Thank you.
Boy.
Yeah, yeah.
The Joe DeLama lure.
Yeah. Hit in the head. Yeah. Isn't that the guy that followed you into the bathroom?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
To answer a question he'd already just answered.
Yeah, it was like, all right, Dave, thank you, man. Remember those Seahawks days?
Oh, yeah, the Tommy Hearns thing where he's just sort of standing sort of
there,
staring around.
Yeah.
That was weird.
Boy, this is fun.
Yeah, sports and brain damage.
This is great.
Hey, now to Leonard Fournette, and if he should be able to go play professional football. Terry, we talked about that in the 11 o'clock hour. What do you think when it comes to a guy who clearly is an NFL player having to go back to college for another year of getting hit for free?
I don't think he should have to.
There it is.
Why should he?
No way in the world.
The NCAA Why? Thinks he should.
I know.
I hate the NCAA. So I don't care what they think.
Yeah, but they caught up with Larry Brown again.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Larry going Larry. You know what I mean?
Larry going Larry.
Tiger going Tiger, Cheetah going Cheetah, Larry going Larry. I mean, he's going to be somewhere else in 2 years because he doesn't like being at home. Well, how old is Larry now?
Lifespan is so short anyway as a football player. You don't, I mean, you're playing, you don't want to waste the time in college. You go play. I mean, you know, look at the guys in college who had this horrific injury before they ever got out of college.
Marcus Lattimore. Few years ago,
Willis McGahee was fortunate. He still was a first round pick, mm-hmm. right?
And had a nice career, long career. But
Larry's got to be 75.
Larry Brown,
yeah.
Somewhere around 75. There, right? Still coaching,
but in cheating years, he's only 70.
Still coaching, still cheating. The moment that Emmanuel Mudiay, the number one prospect in all of high school basketball, says he wants to go to Dallas to play for SMU, I was like, all right, Larry is Larrying right now, ladies and gentlemen. It's like Hugh Freeze. Mississippi better win this year because the death penalty is coming to knock, and he got four guys. Four of the top 10 prospects in college football, not only to commit to Mississippi, but to also flip. Like, these guys were already, you're grabbing the hats, telling mama where they were going to live, and next thing you know, I think I'm going to go to Mississippi because
I have a large bag of money.
Right. Like, yes. Laquad Treadwell, Laramie Tunsil, all those guys.
Our very
Kim
own
DJ. Laquad Treadwell. Yeah, Robert Kim DJ. He got four guys that will be in the first round this year or next year to come to Mississippi to play football. So Hugh Freeze is
Then I know something, because I don't know a damn thing about Hugh Freeze. Now I know he cheats.
Well, I mean,
remember something about him, because he was one of the guys who actually had the balls to be on the right side of the Confederate flag debate.
Yeah,
I don't know about his coaching. Correct. I don't know what he did.
Oh, I don't know about his coaching either, but I know that he actually said no. But this is completely inappropriate and offensive.
Was that going on during the tournament? Was that a question that was asked during the tournament to Coach K? I heard you guys talking about that, and he didn't want to. He didn't.
Coach K didn't have an opinion on anything other than he loves Joe Paterno.
Who doesn't?